getting some breaks in the weather, and it's track season. Windy conditions, that means it's track season, by God.
Yeah, it is. One way or the other, Rich, it's gonna get us. So, but at least right now, it's looking like the end of the week is going to be some pretty nice weather for us, so we're excited about that.
Exactly, Coach. It's always good to catch up and talk Aurora girls and boys track and field. What about this version of the Huskies coming up this week and then throughout the season? Got some tough invites, as always, Coach. Girls and boys, you got some returnees back, and looking forward to watching them coming up later this week, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got a really nice bunch of kids back again this year, and in some ways we're different than we were last year, but we're still pretty similar in some ways. Some of the areas that we're going to lean on probably our middle distance kids on both the boys and the girls side, and then also in the horizontal jumps will probably be kind of our two biggest areas of strength, at least right now.
Yeah, I was looking at the girls from last year, and you've got a couple of jumpers, and the Farrenbrook girl is back once again, that long and triple, and you got a couple of others, so that's an area where you got some depth at, isn't it?
We do, yeah, on the girls' side we do, and we have Addie Farnbrook back again this year, who is a medalist, been in medalist state the last 2 years, and then we have Savannah James, who's been a medalist in the triple jump, and then we have Carson Stairs, youngest sister, his oldest sister, Caitlin, is a freshman this year, and she's looked pretty good here early on for us, and so we're excited to have her move up to the high school ranks with us. And then on the boys' side, yeah, we've got a young man we think could be a really good jumper for us, and Bendel Usick. He's been over 45 feet in the triple jump and over 22 feet in the long jump, and so we've got a couple other young guys behind him that we think could be pretty solid jumpers for us. Returning state qualifier and Jaden Slagle on the triple jump, and Jacob Fink we think could be a over 20-foot long jumper for us. So we've got some good things to work with there as well.
Yep, you're going to score points early in the meet, it seems like, on both the boys and the girls' side, won't you?
Yeah, we will. I mean, that's going to be a place where we're definitely going to hopefully be able to make an impact in the team scoring part of things. It's just a matter of them kind of going out and doing the best they can each week, and we know that they'll, give us their best effort, so we're excited about that. And then we've added a young man who's transferred in this year. His name's Roe Patton. He was the Class D champion at, I think he went 14 feet in his sophomore year, and it's his senior this year, and then he was injured last year at Fullerton, so he didn't get to vault the state meet. But he transferred in this year in his vaulting for us and had a couple good attempts at 15-3 on Saturday at Concordia and stuff, and so we're excited to have Roe with us. He's just an outstanding young man, so we're really pleased to have the opportunity to have him join us for his senior year. So we've got some pieces there. We've got a shot putter and discus thrower that's come back out. Was out his freshman year, Colin Stolpe, and then he went out for baseball since we added baseball last year. He was out for baseball last year, but has come back to us here this spring. And we think he has the potential to go over 50 feet, here before too long in the shot put and stuff. And then the discus, we'll just kind of have to see. It's been a little bit, and we really haven't had a chance to. Well, we hope to get some marks in on Saturday at Concordia, but their space was just too much of a mess, and I don't blame them for not wanting to go outside and stand in the water. So yeah, we feel like we've got some nice pieces of the puzzle there. We've got some other things kind of going in the field events, too. It's just a matter of, kind of getting towards the end of the year and seeing how those pieces come together.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I think the Stolpe kid, Joe's his dad, and I think that's the case. Yeah, Joe was a McCook High School grad back in the day.
That is correct, yes. I sometimes kind of forget that, not intentionally, I kind of forget about that sometimes, if that's the connection. So.
Well, getting him away from baseball, it may be a kind of a chore because Joe was all baseball when he would live to McCook. I know that. So, well, it's good he's back out for a little track, and he'll help you out a little bit, won't he?
He will, yeah. We're excited to have Colin back out this spring.
Relays should be a big part again for this team this year, shouldn't it?
Well, we should be. We probably are not going to be extremely fast in the short one on the guy's side in the 4x1. On the gal side, I think we've got a chance to be pretty solid there. I think we've got a chance on all three on the girl's side, the 4x1, the 4x4, and the 4x8, eventually. We've got a couple young ladies that they're running for us right now. We're kind of limiting their workload in Kendall Weintier and Jordan Slagle that have just been really battling some different leg issues here over the last couple of years. And so we've just kind of kept their load on Saturday very light, and we'll probably be that way through a lot of the year, just trying to keep them healthy until it kind of really matters. And so once that time comes, we think we can put together a pretty solid 4x1, 4x4, and 4x8 that could, you know, obviously be good enough to qualify for state. And then you never know when you get down there what happens. And on the guys' side, probably I'd say our 4x4 and our 4x8s are probably the ones we have our best chances, our 4x8s. We got three of the four legs back from last year. It was a state qualifying crew, and so we feel pretty good about that. It's just, like anything, you got to kind of find that fourth leg, but we think we maybe got a young man or two who can step in and fill that void for us. It's kind of hard to fill the void of a kid that runs 156, but we're going to see what we can do to possibly replace Lucas Couture and stuff. But, so we feel like the relays is another area that can be pretty good for us as well.
I think you got about, six or so teams coming to your place for this one on Friday?
It's going to be six teams, and everybody gets to, enter at least six kiddos and stuff, and then we take two relays. So it's really a nice meet in the sense of you can have a lot of kids from all the schools coming have an opportunity to compete and get some marks in and some races in here early. And so, we're really excited about the field. I mean, like I said, we love having McCook come up where it's great to have the Bison in town. You and I have, talked back and forth over the years. There's always been the football rivalry, but, McCook's had tremendous track tradition for years, and I have great respect for that. And so we're excited to have them in town on Friday. And we'll have Grand Island Northwest, who's always going to field a solid team for sure, that just can be very dominating from a team standpoint on the girls' side. And I think they're going to be really good on the boys' side as well. And then we'll have Kearney Catholic here, who, they have Hazel Harburg, and they're going to have a couple other really good young ladies to go along with it. So we've got some really quality schools, with them and Broken Bow and some others. And so we're really excited to, get those schools here and see what things look like. And Wood River's a team that'll be in town as well. It should be a really good, nice opening meet for the teams. And it sounds like we're going to have nice weather, which, as I jokingly said earlier, from a Aurora invite standpoint, to have weather in around 80 degrees, usually if you flip those two digits around, that's about what we have around here for our meet. So we're excited about the potential for a really nice day for kids and hopefully for fans too, to be able to get out and see some good track early in the season.
No question, you got a quality schedule when it comes to conference, and your district is going to be loaded for bear with all the teams that you got to face to come your district time. It's always a chore trying to get kids to state out of that district, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, we've been very fortunate. Our activities director, Jay Stair, has been, very kind in working with me over the last couple of years and really letting us try and build our schedule. But we really get to see a very large portion of the state of Nebraska. I mean, really the only part that we don't get to see is kind of that northeastern part of the state, with kind of like your Norfolk Catholics and your Pierces and Waynes and, those other Class B schools kind of up in that way. But, otherwise, I mean, we get to see Scotts Bluff and a lot and McCook and Ogallala and Gothenburg, and yet we get to go see Blair and Elkhorn North and Norris and Beatrice and, some of those, Waverly, the really strong schools in the east. And then, we're not going to slight what happens here in central Nebraska with Grand Island Northwest, and, they always have a great program. And the conference schools that we get to compete against too are always going to be a great meet, and we look forward to that. So, yeah, you're right. It kind of gets to it. We kind of feel like we've put our kids in a position to see some great competition throughout the year, so when the time comes for a conference meet, like it's going to be at York this year, and districts which we're going to host again this year, and then we hope that our kids are really in a place where it's like, we've seen pretty much everybody, there's nothing to be nervous about, let's just get out there and compete today and put it on the line and see how we end up. And hopefully we can get a lot of kids in the bus to Omaha, which is always a fun thing to do each spring.